SU Election 2020, brought to you by The Pulse, your place for student news.
One of the more contested categories, Education Officer, sees six hopeful applicants: Adrian Dewey, Amna Ibrahim, Aura McIntosh-Bamba, Mahel Khan, Rebecca Louise Craven, and Wasim Ahmed Nazir Ahmed. Adrian Dewey's manifesto is based on three key ideas: inclusion, sustainability, and employability. In order to achieve greater inclusion, Adrian proposes to lobby all schools to make lecture capture compulsory and campaign for all libraries and lecture theatres to have at least one height-adjustable table, campaign to provide training for lecturers and staff on pronouns and gender-neutral language, as well as working with the BME officer to make the university less colonial and more inclusive towards BME students. To achieve further sustainability, campaign for all necessary materials to be posted online to reduce printing, and provide clear information regarding which online journal sites the university has access to. Finally, to achieve greater employability, promote free online learning resources as well as the educational value of the SU services, particularly at societies, and potentially introduce an SU employability fair. Second candidate, Amna Ibrahim's manifesto, explains her aims to decolonise the curriculum through implementing a service to review and design modules, ensuring diversity and inclusivity and ensuring a wide range of viewpoints. Expanding academic representation by advocating for greater support for course representatives. Clarifying personal tutoring through working on a better definition of the role and providing more extensive training for tutors. Improving services for students, one example being by lobbying the university to increase funding allocated for the libraries to provide essential textbooks and reading materials for every module. And finally, supporting students' transitions for both undergraduate and postgraduates. The third candidate, Aura McIntosh-Bamba, proposes numerous pledges, including the following: 24-hour opening times across campuses, a fight to end deadline bunching, greater mental health support, particularly during exams, an end to consecutive days of exams by ensuring a minimum break, lecture capture for all modules, more frequent buses to Sutton, Bonington and Derby, a fairer spread of printer credit based on course and stage, ensuring that students no longer have to pay for more credits due to the demand of their course, and an end to library fines and laptop rental fines. The fourth candidate, Mahal Khan, pledges the following: improve the level of support given to all students throughout the year, with a particular focus on BME, LGBT+, disabled, low-income and mental health suffering students. Introduce more social study spaces across all campuses in order to reduce the level of disruption in the university's libraries. Reduce the level of strike action at the university, and if that fails, ensure students are fairly compensated as a result of strike action. And roll out TIFI across all schools at the university to allow students to provide help to others whilst gaining valuable experience as a mentor, which can help bolster CVs. The fifth candidate is Rebecca Louise Craven, whose manifesto states the following plans: working towards a more effective timetabling service to make timetables available before the start of term, improving learning areas by implementing better Wi-Fi across the campus and increasing the availability of power sockets, more clarity with lecture capture, including better signposting for how to access recorded lectures, ensuring an earlier release of reading lists to allow students time to prepare for the modules, and continuing the 24-hour exam policy with emphasis on practical exams being taken into consideration too. Finally, Wasim Ahmed's manifesto offers the following pledges: ensuring inclusivity for all students, fighting for more training for student reps, making them more visible within the union, and creating a network between reps, saying no to any form of prejudice and ensuring a safe space for every student, include and encourage more women roles in the SU and administration, as well as fighting against the gender pay gap, all clubs and already existing societies to be guaranteed and to receive a minimum funding, providing extra pastoral care for first year and international students, increasing security around campus for students' safety and well-being and preventing any theft of bicycles in the uni, and finally, providing a clear, friendly presence during Welcome Week.
I'm going to start with Wasim Ahmed Nazir Ahmed's manifesto. They seem to be really going for inclusivity and representation, which I think is really great, especially the mentoring programme that they've mentioned to help international students gain experience in industry. And I feel like any inclusivity within the university is always going to be a good thing. And I really like the point about extra pastoral care for first year and international students. They've obviously picked up on the fact that sometimes these groups feel slightly more vulnerable within the university, might have a harder time transitioning to university life for first year. And then international students, obviously, it's a huge change coming to study somewhere else. And so I think having extra pastoral care for groups that need it is a great idea, as well as the increased security, as well as the increased security to try and prevent any theft of bicycles. I really love the overall ideas within this manifesto. However, I don't think there is a lot that they've talked about including the wider student population, as it mainly does focus on the needs of international postgraduate and first year students, which is obviously hugely important within the university, as everyone needs to feel accepted and like they're part of a community. However, I do think that there could have been more said about how they'd recognise the needs of the general student body, as there's not a huge amount of information surrounding the wider student community and the majority of students. Also, Aura McIntosh Bamba has set out in their manifesto some general ideas, overviews of points about the systems that they would implement if they were voted in as education officer. 24-hour opening times across campuses, which I think is a great idea. You know, I know a lot of the libraries are 24 hours around exam periods, but some people work best late at night, and I think that that's definitely a great idea, as well as fighting to end deadline bunching. I think that any course, regardless of whether it's arts or STEM, there's always a lot of deadlines at certain points around the year, and I really like the idea of maybe having essays jotted throughout the year rather than three or four due in at once, which I think kind of leads into their point about mental health support, especially during exams, as well as the practical services for international students, language workshops, and other systems. I think that recognising the needs of international students is hugely important within our community as a university, and I really like the idea of lobbying for refugee scholarships. I love the idea of lecture capture for our modules. I think it would be fairly simple to implement, and not all students currently have access to lecture capture in all modules. However, I do think it's important to recognise how feasible the longer the opening times would be. Does the university have the money to support this, to pay staff, to pay security, to keep these buildings open longer, especially given everything that's going on at the moment? Also, I do think whilst there are a lot of great ideas in this manifesto, would it be too much to try and tackle in 1 year? Possibly focusing and honing in on particular areas might be more successful than trying to change absolutely everything. Next up, we have Mahal Khan. I really love the ideas about improving the level of support for all students. I really appreciate the fact that they've said that they particularly want to focus on minority groups, but in the manifesto, it does state all students. So I really think that that's a great idea to try and help all students, but definitely recognise the challenges that other students face. I think that that really ties in nicely with their idea to create unity. Having a commitment-free social group sounds like a really good idea, and I think could make students who maybe haven't settled in or felt completely comfortable with university life and certain areas of university life could use this to try and feel a lot better about it. I like that they've talked about improving the university's IT services, but they haven't said specifically how they would go about doing that. So I'm not sure how that point would work out. And I think that it would have been better had they said how they would go about improving IT services within the manifesto, as well as reducing strike action. I think that it's a great idea, and we would all love for there to be less strikes as students within the university, but I'm not sure how likely that would be, and the level of compensation as a result of strike action. I would love for our education officer next year to be a person who will lobby the university and really try and get us compensation, but I'm not sure how logistically possible that would be. I really love the idea about TIFI mentoring service being rolled out to all schools. I think that a mentoring service is something that would be greatly beneficial to all students within the University of Nottingham. And I think that there are some similar things in place in most schools with buddy systems and mentoring, but having a specific system I think would be really good. The point about feedback at the university I'm not too sure about, as reviewing modules and reviewing the university as a whole. I know personally, I don't know many people who do fill those out. So I think that just saying that they would provide more feedback and continuous feedback might not be the best way, but they do say that they would go to improve the feedback system. So maybe that would improve the amount of people getting involved in terms of feedback, but I'm not sure without hearing their full plans. Okay, so next we have Anna Ibrahim, who wants to work on decolonizing the curriculum, which I think is a great idea. I think that university in general should represent everyone who is there, and learning across all schools and faculties should be inclusive and a realistic view of the world, diverse, and explore different views and different lives, and everyone should feel like they're represented within their curriculum. I also like that they would expand that point into collaborating with other officers, as well as enhancing personal tutoring and supporting students' transitions through training sessions. There's not a huge amount of specificity, however, surrounding improvements to education specifically within the university, and they haven't really talked a huge amount on how to improve student life on a day-to-day basis, which I think they have covered a lot of great points in the manifesto. However, it's how much of that would be felt at a grassroots level by students. Also have Adrian Dewey, who wants to work on inclusion, which again, I think is fantastic. Everyone should feel comfortable in university. Everyone should feel like university is an accessible place where they feel welcome. And I really like the idea of working with the LGBT plus officer next year to work with lecturers and university staff on pronouns and gender neutral language. And I really loved the idea of working with the BME officer to push the university into a more inclusive space for all students. Some of the library ideas as well I think are really good, such as being able to send a friend to collect a book if you've put it on hold. I think that could make life a lot easier for students, as well as the posting any materials online within 24 hours of a lecture or seminar. And I think that that would help. It'd also be quite environmentally friendly if we had less handouts in seminars where possible. As well as clear information on what journal sites the university has access to. I think that's really good because a lot of students, I think especially in the arts, might come to university, not know what journal sites we do have access to. I didn't know what was available when I came before I spoke to my personal tutor about it, and we were informed about things, but I think that clear signposting would be good, as well as the employability stuff I think is great. But there's not a huge amount of focus again on day-to-day life at the university beyond the accessibility of all students and the accessibility of the university, which is obviously an incredibly important point, but it's how many of these changes that would be implemented would affect the wider student population, I think, throughout the year. That's an important point to bring up and think about. Finally, we have Rebecca Louise Craven, who wants to introduce a more efficient timetabling service. I think this would be great. It would save so much time at the start of semesters, people missing seminars, missing lectures because they clash. I'm not sure how they would go about doing that and how feasible it would be, but I think that the idea is great. As well as a better Wi-Fi signal, availability of power sockets, I think that's also a really good idea. It would help all students in their learning and access to online materials. Lecture capture as well. I think lecture capture is one of those things that we all, in an ideal world, would love to use. However, in some cases, certain students have access to it, others don't. earlier release sort of reading lists, I think, is a really good point, because it wouldn't hurt the university to release them earlier. It's not like this would be a huge change and would need lots of things put in place for this to be available. It could just be a simple email, and I think that that would be so much better, because it's an added stress of having to sort out all the reading just before you come to university. But having them available could give people time to find cheaper options online. However, the 24-hour exam policy, I don't know that this wouldn't lead to longer exam periods, which might change the course of a university semester. So if we can't have exams within 24 hours of each other, how would this affect the scheduling in exam centres such as David Ross? And would this mean that then we wouldn't finish until later, which would impact, you know, people's summers? Or would exams start earlier, which would mean less revision time? But all in all, I think there's a lot of great points that have been brought up by all the candidates, and I think it would be really exciting to see what happens next year.